The only compromise we made for Kennedy and Malloy is their long lunches are now long dinners. Don't compromise when selling your house, though. Upside.com.au.
Like a love Australia, here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy on Triple M.
Welcome to the Big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. It's our Halloween special.
Woohoo!
SJ and we go berserk today. We get into the spirit. We have a look at the AFL draw. I suspect the deft hand of Eddie Maguire. We have another Bachelorette update. We have a look at the Stonington Council. What a bunch of bastards. At it again. Andrew Hanson is our special guest. We have a look at emojis. New TV. Jane puts it up on blocks. Saudi Arabia. Are they becoming too liberal? And ISIS. Prince George, which side do you come down on?
Oh, well, it's pretty clear for me what side I come down on. Mickey, hello. Hello, Dave.
Hey,
how
Jane.
Are you?
That is Jane Kennedy talking. How are you, Jane?
I'm really well. I'm particularly interested in your take on the Middle Eastern report.
Yes,
Nick.
I can't wait. We'll get to that in the big second
hour. We will.
Hour.
And talking hamburgers.
Hamburgers emojis. This has caused
incredible.
A massive store. Google have mustard on their face.
I've got my own views about how to make the best and the right hamburger. You, I suspect you do as well.
You claim that you can make the best
I do.
Hamburger.
Absolutely.
So I'm pretty good at eating them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to make them and bring them in one day. Also, I've got some an update on Selena Gomez and the Weeknd.
Good Lord.
You're up with the Weeknd, aren't you? You know all
Who's
about
the Weeknd?
Him. As a boy, well, now our ex-boyfriend.
Is it like the situation?
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Like that guy from
exactly.
Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
Hello, David. How are you?
Great, David. Great to be
Dangerous
here.
Dangerous David, I'd like to call you sometimes.
Come on. Nick, Jane, what a pleasure.
Here
Thank
we
you.
Go.
Week two.
I mentioned Halloween. Is this
yes.
a Halloween special?
It is a Halloween. Let's call it a Halloween special.
Well, you've got into the spirit. Well, how would you describe your spooky costume?
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, sorry.
My normal clothes, you idiot.
Well,
thanks
just,
for that.
Just that you look.
I look what?
I was about to give you a treat.
Well, that's not a very
well,
pleasant thing
very,
to say.
It's not a nice way to start.
Come
show.
On, no,
to
I've
you,
been
because I know you get into the spirit.
I really
of
do, and I'm not
and
around.
Just for everyone out there, because yep. there's still a few naysayers out there, high 5-year old boys, and I can see the excitement they get. This is one we should embrace, right?
Well, who wouldn't be excited? You're a kid. You go and harass people, and you just get lollies. Mm. We had have had a
and
few.
And you just happen as a spooky guy.
Exactly. We've had a few mishaps along the way, though, when sometimes some more elderly people aren't up with it.
Yes.
Don't understand quite what the format. Is. We had one man, there was like, you know, I've got a lot of kids and five of us plus
yeah,
me,
sure.
all dressed up,
it's
knocked
a,
on the
tribe.
Door.
Yeah.
He got very afraid and he slammed the door in our face. And I went, oh, he's a bit of a dickhead. Don't worry about him, kids. But then the next minute he opened the door and he just threw cash
yeah.
at us.
We've had that as well.
You had that?
People, the Asian
now I know what it's called, making it rain.
Yeah.
He was making it Halloween rain
You've
for us.
Been involved in an armed robbery.
Not just
You've turned up in disguise. Have you?
Well, one of my more
conscious. You frightened an elderly man who's thrown his life savings at you and
well,
asked you to leave.
One of the more conscientious children did say, Mum, I don't think we should accept cash from outside. Oh, don't be silly. He was a cranky old bugger. The least he can do for us. So, no. So great excitement we've got, although I'm sure one of my kids isn't listening, but I was sent out specifically to get a Donald Trump mask and they're all sold out. Sorry about that. They're all sold out. Then I went to try and get an It mask, you know, the clown.
Not Pennywise.
It.
That
Pennywise.
I just refused to have that in the house.
Why is that?
Because clowns are scary.
Clowns
I don't
scary.
Want to be looking at it. And I've got a headless horseman as well.
Going now you generally dress up. What do you do?
I
what's
do.
Your what's your go-to?
Well,
what have you got in the wardrobe ready to go?
Cranky maid. Is that something? I could be
a cranky maid
with my hair in rollers.
Who's a cranky maid?
You know.
A sexy maid. I've seen that before.
No, haven't you seen a cranky maid?
No, cranky maid.
Hey, do you know what happens?
She's vacuuming under your feet. She's not happy about it. Lift your feet.
Just a really bizarre statistic came out overnight that some people get a little bit turned on by all the sexy outfits and the zombies. And apparently it's a very big day for porn, but for zombie porn.
Oh, yeah, zombie porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but traffic drops to its lowest around 7 p.m. because everyone's out trick-or-treating. But strangely enough, it peaks around 3 a.m. But women are much
up
more involved.
Ooh,
oh, yes. Wow. And it must be all the Walking Dead, all those sort of shows,
yeah.
maybe.
Zombie shows.
Yeah. Zombie shows is coming.
I've had a fair share of zombie sex in my time, and let me tell you, it's not just confined to Halloween.
You make it sound like that's fun.
Pretty random.
Very random. All right, we're going to be talking.
Hang on, I'm not over with this yet. So, there's normally some kind of controversy with Halloween.
With
the costumes, because you can go wrong. What can you not do? I think this year there's a big Disney film called Moana.
It's like an
very non-PC
Indian costume. Yeah. You're not allowed to wear
this
that.
This is fair income. One costume was banned, and it was the Anne Frank costume. Too soon? No.
You can't have
but
a
that
laugh.
Truly was a costume.
If you can't have a laugh at a little kid hiding from the Nazis. I mean, jeez Louise. What's the world coming to? The nanny states, the Nazi state.
Stand by. Everybody get your lollies ready. You're going to be annoyed.
What a controversial document I have in my hand.
Absolutely.
It's the AFL fixture for 2018. This thing never fails to disappoint.
Well, you look pretty happy.
Ah, well, we can't be beaten. This has got back-to-back written all over it. We'll take on anyone, anywhere. The smaller clubs, like Collingwood, we're happy to play them twice. Refuse to go to Geelong this year.
Yep.
If not, we'll play you twice, but not down at your dinky little arena down there next to the Sphinx.
Yeah.
You come to the big smoke, face the music.
So you're happy with the Tigers draw?
I'm happy with the Tigers. What happened to Melbourne? Are they even in it? I'm 8 pages in. I haven't seen even a reference to Melbourne.
Struggle Street. I think they get one game, do they? One Friday game?
One Friday night game.
something crappy
pretty
like that.
Pretty late for a lot of your members, I would have thought.
Really? You think so? No, I didn't. So. Hawthorn and Melbourne play one Friday night game each.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. What about that's they the Hawks? Should, that's should, not very good.
They should
is
have
it?
Merged back in the day and maybe they'd
don't
get a
talk about
more.
The merger. My father will drive off the road. No
didn't
merger.
Happen.
Could have happened. Yeah, Melbourne are the only teams in the competition who've actually voted themselves out of existence.
You know that I grew up a Hawthorn supporter, so I'm very torn when you talk about that. It's a very sensitive subject.
Oh, it is. Now, here's the big story.
It is huge.
This stinks to high heaven. This reeks of, this is an inquiry. I'm talking about the Collingwood Football Club,
mm-hmm.
who have been handed a pass into the eight this year. You would have to be kind of...
You think
backwards.
It's a bit sus. Is that what you're suggesting,
I don't see how you can miss out.
Well, it looks like a dream run,
it's
according
a dream
to
run.
This document.
They've been facing just two teams, made the top 12 this year twice. That's Richmond and Essendon. And then they're having two cracks each at Carlton, Frio and Essendon.
Mm.
Now, this has got the hand of Maguire, my old mate down there on the hot breakfast, all over it.
Well, there was a bit all of consternation about that this morning, actually, on the hot breakfast
Why?
Show.
What happened?
Well, you may recall they talked about last Friday that Ed had a special wine lunch, and his guest...
He had a wine lunch, and Gil was...
Gil was one of the guests there.
Now, we had our guy in the room as well.
Yeah, we had intel. We on the ground intel. We have intel. What was going on.
But did Will Anderson put it to him?
I think so. Let's have a listen.
So it was Gil, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Gil
yeah.
McLaughlin,
yeah,
head of the AFL. Yeah. He was your guest, your one-time guest.
Yes, indeed.
Does it go into dinner? Do you go roll around or is it just like one whole sort of lunch?
I think I put the last one out the door, which might have been the CEO of the AFL, about 10:30. So I started
that's a good session. Yeah. That's a good session.
Now, just if he, but if the CEO of the AFL leaves last, does that mean that he gets half an hour of just you and him with you in his ear after a day of drinking wine?
He doesn't quite know what he has signed. You want to see Collingwood's draw next year?
Oh, jeez.
That is red hot.
And then on Monday, hot off the presses, out it comes. This thing, which, have you seen the draw? I've just skimmed over it.
I'm looking through
it's
it
incredible.
Now.
Incredible. Playing up most bottom sides twice.
Yep.
I don't know how they've done it here. They play Brisbane 8 times. they play Brisbane 8 times. They play the Zimbabwe Presidents 11. They play the defunct Melbourne Rebels. they play the Washington Generals twice.
No.
They've never won anything. Do you know what? This goes way back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Do you remember we were up in Noosa?
Yes.
Ed was up in Noosa.
That's right.
How many times I walked in at the end of every night and there at the bar at the surf club was Ed in his Okanuis having a chat to Gil McLaughlin.
That's right.
You saw it.
I saw it too.
Having a clandestine chat over a couple of drinks.
What about, didn't you see them having an ice cream together?
I saw them having an ice cream together. I saw Ed massaging him on the beach. I saw Ed putting in lotion.
The coconut oil.
The coconut oil.
Really?
I saw him and Ed on the same jet ski. On a tandem jet ski.
I missed that one, but you saw it.
I saw it all. And you can't unsee it. This is going right off the rails. Travesty. You know what Collingwood should do to make it fair? They should be made to take Clokey back. Who's your team, Dave?
Hawthorn. Premiers. For many years.
Hawthorn Premiers?
Wow.
When?
A lot. This decade.
You find Richmond.
You haven't even got Hodgie there now, so
He will come back.
What's going to happen there?
He'll come back.
Okay. You're feeling confident with
your
season?
Absolutely.
You got Jeff there. That's just...
Exactly. Jeff Kenneth.
You happy
back.
About that?
I think so. I think Jeff's good.
This is the most rigged draw for Collingwood since they won their four in a row. Remember that? Remember the four in a row? This is when they won. This is how rigged the draw was. They lost preliminary finals and were allowed to play in the grand final. And yet they still claim them as legitimate premierships.
Okay.
You haven't looked back in your books.
Really?
And I'll tell
I'm getting
you,
nervous now. We're getting some calls. We might be in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble from Collingwood supporters.
No, that's what
Jane, can I congratulate you while I'm handing out congratulations for your hosting performance last night on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Thank
which
you.
Was top
I was,
shelf.
Thank you. Filling in for Tommy G, who was away filming something. So I reluctantly step in, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job.
Thank you.
It was a very good show all round, but the highlight for me had to be the roasting of The Bachelorette and Stu.
They were good sports, I have to say.
I didn't have much of a say in it. Now,
it was rabble and I had no control over the situation, I have to say.
It was like
trying.
A shark attack. It was like a feeding frenzy. Off you. And you...
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think you did well to control
really?
It. But they were thrown to the wolves. And by the wolves, I mean the panel of very funny people. Do you mind? Can we play...
Oh, sure. You've got something,
A bit
if you want to hear
this.
It, if you didn't get to hear it, this is what happened last night.
You had a funny sort of stalkery lady who was really happy to see you the other day, didn't she?
Oh, she was lovely.
Jane. She was great.
We love a stalker and someone getting arrested for going to the airport. It's been beautiful.
Well, you probably missed Jared, did you? So it was nice to have a stalker.
Actually, you know what, Janie?
Feel at home.
Janie, we're very happy. Jared's here tonight. Come on, buddy.
I just say sincerely, there's a lot of cynical people out there, but congratulations. Finding love is a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best. And I just want to ask Stu, what does your wife think of the...
Stu and I had a special date on Wednesday. What was I touching there? Kitty.
The most intelligent mammal you'd met since you went into the mansion.
For the finale, Sophie took Jared and myself to one of her favourite places in the world.
Dan Murphy's?
God, you guys know me so well. This is ridiculous.
Sam?
We do know you well. Was it a cigarette machine?
I wish.
Now it's my turn to say leave her alone.
Yes. Susie.
It was beautiful Fiji.
Yes.
Well done.
And Stu, you own Fiji, don't you?
Jared brought Sophie's parents a gift. What was it?
Susie.
It was the severed head of his last girlfriend.
No!
Sophie said this to me.
So I have two really important things to tell you.
Go on.
The first thing is, I'm so sorry I misjudged you.
What was the second thing?
Kitty. You said, you'll do.
And there you go.
And Sophie correctly said at the end of that segment, you guys have been assholes. So it's a big reply back.
Wow. Man. Well, it was quite a session. It would have been hard for you too, because I know you like Stew. You hold a soft spot for Stew. I heard you talking in our office today. You were talking to our producer, Lee, and you said...
What did I say?
I overheard you said how you find him far more attractive in the flesh.
I was a bit taken aback.
You don't think he comes across as well as he is. And in fact, you find him quite...
Were you recording me?
No, I just like to jot a few notes down.
Wow.
Is this the dump button time? hang on. Just mind your own beeswax when I'm talking to
you. Stand
to the
by
chicks.
Those words? You think he stands up?
Well, I'd say if I found myself in a club somewhere and... Good luck with that.
Anyway.
I don't come here. I've got more baggage than he does, for sure.
No need to get all a bit testy. Should you know you were doing a bit of that last night on the show as well?
No, I wasn't.
You were getting a bit aggressive.
Oh.
Do you were? I think Sam called you on it. Sam Payne called you at some stage. Have we got a little packagey view dirtying up on the show last night? As a host, I like a host with a bit of attitude.
No, let's hear.
There's a line.
Ed.
It's like a little proverb, like live a simple life and everything will be sweet.
Yes, it is. It is. Do you want me to read the whole thing out? All right, I'll read it out. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. I didn't want to read the whole thing out. Are you happy now?
Now could you do it with less anger, please?
There you go. I'm the angry host. Yes.
I'd like to see that on Q&A. A bit more of that would be nice. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much, everyone. Yeah, thanks for watching. But I've got, later on, I'm going to talk about a couple of new shows that were also on last night.
Oh.
The Wall? The Wall.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a look at that.
Did you have a look at that, Dangerous?
A little bit.
And I also had a look at Family Food Fight. So I'm going to inform you about that because, Mick, I'm tipping that you didn't catch them.
I didn't catch either of those.
I'm going to give you a little little rundown of what they're all
about. All right, count me up.
For Upside Realty, upside.com.au.
G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Ah, thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, hook us up, Kennedy Malloy. Same for Facebook, Instagram, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy on Triple M.
There's a bit of disappointing news for the bowling ladies of Chadstone. You know of these bowling ladies?
Disappointed, yep. Not surprised.
Not surprised, no.
This is what councils do.
If you don't recall how they came to everyone's attention, they were going to close down the bowling club in Chadstone and they decided to have a fight, all the ladies and gentlemen. But this is the jingle that they put together, the song. I think that's about enough.
They were very good. We interviewed a couple of them on the Hot Breakfast. They came in and it's a great way to get a bit of attention. But underlying
went
that,
viral,
it
all
was,
that,
was the very real prospect of them losing a club that's been there forever. And it looks like it's a done deal.
So the upside is for the girls of the area because they're going to get proper netball and basketball facilities, which, having been a member of the Stonington area, and there's really not very good facilities for chicks to play.
Yeah. But why is it either or? Why can't you have both?
Why do you
have to tear down the bowling club, which has been there forever?
Yes.
They always find a way to get these.
They do in the end, don't they? Do you know, is it because it's not profitable?
I'll tell you this. The bowling clubs in most suburbs tend to be the first thing, traditionally, that were built second to the town hall. They generally,
that's true.
And that's historically how it happened.
Yeah.
Mm. And a lot of cases, they were the first place to ever have a license.
Yes.
And the first places to ever involve gambling.
Yeah.
That was their origin. So generally, they occupy blue chip territory. Now, I don't know if this is the case with Chadstone, but I'm guessing they've been there for a long time.
Yes.
It's a prominent area. I don't see why they couldn't have found another area and let the bowls club.
I think there were a lot of people suggesting other areas that there was do it, but no, they're saying this is a $30 million sporting, is that word, infrastructure, that they're going to meet the needs of netball and basketball players in the area. And we were just talking
another
about
another one bites
this.
The dust.
Another one, it's very sad. So we're sorry those ladies met. They're going to say they're going to work out somewhere else for them to go, of course.
Yes, that's true, but it's never the same as what it was. The Lawn Bowling Club used to be on the beach in Lawn, and it was one of the most spectacular bowling clubs I've ever seen. And they said, no, we'll give you another parcel of land. And I think they're now out the back on some kind of swampland.
Yeah.
And the where it used to be, I think, is a car park for the newly renovated surf club or whatever it is.
Yeah, so I remember
that. Once they move you, the Richmond Union Bowling Club, which was the one where we came up with the idea for Crackerjack in the first place, at one stage there, they were going to put that on top of a shopping centre. So they wanted to put, they had plans in there.
They didn't even want on the ground.
They said we don't want to move. They said, all right, well, what if we build the shopping centre and put you on the roof of it? I mean, this is how bizarre.
Hey,
I
went down to Paran Bowling Club the other day. Check that out.
Did
from
you?
The kids.
Windsor.
That was awesome. In
That's
Windsor.
Where we filmed.
Yeah, in Windsor. That's awesome.
And do you notice as soon as you walk into a lot of these bowling clubs that the first thing you see is that the head sponsor is a real estate agent?
Yeah, that's right.
I guarantee you. Or a developer.
Right.
Because they go, well, because if anything should ever happen to this joint, we get first dibs.
Oh, no kidding.
You know what I felt like as soon as I walked into the Lawn Bowls Club at Windsor? A cold beer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just the look of some sitting around with a nice cheap pot of beer. Yeah. Oh, I feel like one now.
In a long seven. We filmed in so many bowling clubs and they all have just great bars, good licenses.
Yeah,
and
great vibe in the place. But we were talking about councils and what's been going on. Well, there's another thing in the paper, Mick. What's going on?
How do councils let you down?
Yeah.
Our councils are absolute bastards.
Give us a call.
1-3-3-5-3. I've got one for you.
If you've got a beef at the moment with your council.
Well, I've got a good example for you right here. This is in today's Herald Sun. An intercity council has declined to support a state government bid for a 24-hour clearway on Hoddle Street and Punt Road. The City of Yarra said that Vic Road's plan wasn't comprehensive enough, didn't address business concerns, and made claims about reducing accidents that did not add up. I call bullshit.
You got bullshit on that one.
Someone on the council lives along this road, or someone knows someone who's got...
It sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Do you know anyone who would complain about a clearway?
No.
On Hoddle Street.
It is the
Punt
most
Road.
Insane yeah.
it
backlog.
Does everyone's head
especially
in.
Especially in winter on that Friday night and the Saturday night, the football games. It's insane. It's just bad the whole time.
The whole thing is terrible. Yarra Council will sit tonight and decline to support a state government. Unbelievable. You had a good one, Dange.
So in the last 7 days, our council decided to rip up all the roads in and around the school. This is in Point Cook.
Yep.
And at the moment, the VCE students are sitting their exams and there's a lot of noise, there's construction. They're digging up the roads. Like, why now? Why do you wait till the school holidays?
So that would be because nobody has a kid doing their exams this year. So that's not on their minds and they forget about it and they just go, who
terrible.
Cares?
The residents are all angry about it too.
The kids are already on tenterhooks.
Yeah, why now?
Our board's actually lit up with people who are calling up who must have beefs with their councils.
Give us a ring.
If you're from Stonington Council, have a good long hard look at yourself, you miserable bastards.
133353. Keep the calls coming through. Council beefs. It's Kennedy Malloy,
There's
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Angry people out here, right. Dave. And angry people.
If you're driving down Punt Road or Hoddle Street, and
you'll start to feel the pain about now.
You'll start to feel the pain.
What
of
is
the
it? 4:30 should be clear way.
Should be a clear way. Should be a 24-hour clear way. But the Yarra wants more information. Jeez Louise.
Anthony from Montrose. Anthony. Have you got a story about mowing a nature strip once a month?
Yes. The council, we've got mows the nature strips along our strip of road.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's a tree and branches that have fallen down in front of my house, so they just mow around it every time, unless it's a long patch of grass.
So they don't move the tree branch?
No, it's probably about 6 months, something like that.
You're kidding.
They said the nature strip's not a clear way.
No, there's no sign.
They've mowed around it like a chalk
like
outline.
A body.
I know, it annoys me. Everyone's got nice grass and I've got this long patch.
So. Well, shouldn't the council come and pick up the tree?
It's their tree,
should,
isn't it?
Yep.
which council is that, Anthony?
That's Yarra Rangers.
Yarra Rangers, all right. Listening, Yarra Rangers. Come on, go and get the branch.
Pick up the tree and mow Anthony.
Thanks for that, Anthony.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Chris at Altona, what's going on with what's going on with the cricket club?
The cricket club and footy club are getting renovated,
and
they had portable showers for the footy club season. And for the cricket club, they hired them out to the racing carnival. So we've got one shower for 44 players.
Oh, no.
Well, hang on a second. So you've because you're under reno, you've got portable showers.
Yeah. We've got portable change rooms and showers and club rooms.
Yes. And so,
the shower's actually in the umpire's room.
Right. So they've decided that they need them for the racing. So they've left you with one shower. Jeez, get there early. What club is this?
Altona Cricket Club.
Yeah, you know what I'd be doing?
What's that?
I'd be limping off with about 10 minutes before the end of play.
Yes, get there first.
I had a friend of mine, Chow, he was good at this. He used to get a hammy, a twinge on the hammy.
Before the siren.
With about 5 minutes to go in the last quarter, and he'd always be in there, showering down.
That's genius.
Getting nice and hot.
They have given us an option of walking 150 metres to use two showers that the hockey club have.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not going to do any good either, is it?
Just with a towel around your waist. Good on you, Chris. Thanks for the call. Brendan's on the line. Brendan, you've run into trouble with your council.
Yes, I certainly have.
What happened?
In common problem, you've heard it a lot with the council elections.
Yep.
They continually try and hound me over one that I didn't vote in.
Oh, yes.
Because not only was I moving out of my house at the time, but I was also interstate on my honeymoon.
And they still stung you because you weren't there, you didn't know the election was on, and you got stung for a fine, and they're still going to chase you. Is that what's happening?
Yep, they're still trying to, yep, and I keep telling them, not only was I not in the state, but I was also moving out of the house, so it wasn't really valid for me at the time.
I think it's good revenue for them, though, that stuff. So I don't think they're going to let you off the hook on that one, Brendan. I've been stung on that.
Was your honeymoon good, at least?
It was, yeah.
All right.
Get a bit of action.
Hey.
A little bit.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Brendan. He's nosy, isn't he?
Oh, I'm just trying to make it wasn't a total waste of a weekend
It was good. Thanks, Brendan.
The fine was worth it. Did you get your money's worth is what I was meant to ask. Darren's on the line. Darren, what's your run-in with a miserable, miserly, despicable council?
It's not my run-in, but it was in yesterday's paper.
Yeah.
Potholes in roads, we all love them.
Yeah.
Some poor lady was driving down in a new car, bent the rim, contacted the council, and they said, no, we're not liable because we didn't know the hole was in our road.
Oh, yeah. I'm not quite sure how that works. Mm. Doesn't someone have that department? And isn't there a roads area that someone looks after?
There's a department for everything these days.
It has to be.
Apparently it's not their fault, though, because they didn't know.
I was surprised the street wasn't blocked off. You were saying this earlier, Jane, that you can block off a street for anything. Now.
Around the city at the moment, everywhere you go, you can't turn left, turn right. But they're only over minute things too. Sometimes they might be just cutting a tree branch. They put, you know, they've got about three trucks. They've got two lollipop people on board just to do the most minute thing. But they're shutting, and it's so easy to shut down a road now. You just bang, shut them down. They're everywhere. Most annoying. Thanks for that, Darren.
For nothing. For nothing.
Andrew from Hampton.
Hi, how you going?
Good, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, my beef's with the Stonington Council.
Yeah, we're well aware of what they're up to. That lot.
Well, they're good. I lease a car park from the Stonington Council in Peran for my business.
Yep.
And they sent me a letter a while ago because they're redeveloping another car park behind the Cato Street, which is the Woolies and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
They're putting a multi-level. Anyway, they've said to me, listen, we're going to seconda your car park, you know, because we're going to have a lack of car parking space while we build this new one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've offered me another spot at a place which is probably, you know, a mile and a half away from where I go to work.
But for the same price, I assume?
Oh, at the same price. But here's the rub. They've said, look, if it's really important to you, you can keep your existing car park, but you can pay four times the price.
Oh,
get stuffed.
Hang on.
This is a money-making exercise.
It's unbelievable.
How good that?
So you can really, they're still saying you really, if you really want to stay where you want to stay, but we're going to charge you.
And they've introduced dynamic pricing for the car parks they've left behind.
There you go. There's dynamic pricing
for you. That is stunning. Do you know what I do? I'm not suggesting this, by the way. Who's the guy who's set fire to it?
What
Parliament,
do you know? Don't say Parliament. Stupid things like that. No.
Guy Fawkes. I'm just saying, Guy Fawkes wasn't an idiot.
It's illegal, by the way, to do fireworks in this town.
Yeah, probably against the council regulations because they're not making enough money out of it.
Got to have someone responsible.
If you pay them enough, they'll give you a permit to let off fireworks.
If you've got to take the risk with fireworks, aim them at Stonington Council.
Hey,
what?
All right, careful. They're my council. Now, I get on very well with all the councillors at Stonington.
There
yes.
you go.
Big shout out to everyone.
You live in a climate of fear in Stonington,
I do.
Don't you?
No, I
they'll
say
put
hello.
Up the price of your car park. They'll knock down your bowling club.
No, they look
you
after wait. The residents
you'll
really
calm
well.
Out. There'll be some kind of council tape up the front of your place tomorrow.
They won't. They take very good care of me and my family. Oh. So thanks very much, Stonington. A couple of new shows were on the television last night, so I was flicking around. I always get a bit excited when there's new shows
you
on.
You do. It's your natural habitat on the couch.
It is my natural
watching
habitat.
Watching telly. You love it.
I do love it. One of the shows on Channel 9 was called Family Food Fight. Have you heard
Family
of this
Family Food
one?
Fight. So this is another chef show.
Another cooking yeah. show. Yeah. A nice sort of family
when
type
show. When
do
you think we'll reach saturation point?
I don't think ever. It's never going to happen, unfortunately. But let's have a listen.
There's a shortage of chefs out there. In major
restaurants
because they're all
thing.
Hosting their own shows.
There are a lot of busy TV chefs, but this is what, I'll set it up for you, this is what Family Food Fight's all about.
From far and wide.
Ladies and gentlemen, story begin now.
Six very different families from very different cultures.
You remember all your recipes?
No.
All at the start of the same journey.
I'm nervous, sorry, but I'm nervous now.
With one destination in mind. The Family Food Fight Kitchen, where these families will be brought together under one roof to decide who has the best home cooking in Australia.
There you go.
That's there we go.
You enticed you into that. As far as I could hear, there was Con the Fruiterer and the cast of the Habibs is basically on it.
Should inflame racial tensions out there.
It honestly is so racially based. There's the Greek family, the Italian family.
Are they stereotypically? those families?
Yes.
They speak a lot like that, all the older guys.
So the Italian family make a spicy meatball.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, bella. Oh, there's a bit of this. And then the Muslim girls are all there. They're hilarious. And then there's a Vietnamese family as well. And some Aussies. So they all
what
get
are the Aussies this... cooking?
Cake with pineapple on it. That's what I thought.
Can I just thank everyone from another country for coming to Australia?
Yeah, I know.
Just for the
we
food.
We do thank you.
We
because
thank you. Up until then, it was ham steaks and pineapple rings.
I mean, the Vietnamese family did Vietnamese thank fur you. Soup. That was absolutely, that looked great, and that was a winner. There was a bit of tension in the Greek family. The sister and the brother are at each other's throats.
Is there tension between the families?
I think they get competitive.
There could be a food war. There was a soccer war. Famously, there was a war over soccer. Two countries went to war. I think it was Uruguay and Honduras.
Right.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm trying to stir up racial tension. Racial tension on this show. Yes. Do you know who one of the judges is? You know, they have Matt Moran is the, you know, he's the restaurant
Matt Moran.
Guy. Yeah.
Good chef.
He's the host. One of the other chefs, though, is Prince Charles' stepson. Did you know that?
Prince Charles' stepson.
Tom Parker Bowles.
Right, okay. Did he used to go out with Princess Di or something?
No, he didn't. Did he?
No, I don't think so.
He's got nothing really to
it's
do
Camilla's
with
son, isn't it?
It's Camilla's son. Yeah. Let's have a look at him and his intro.
And international food critic royalty, Tom Parker Bowles.
Just because this is home cooking doesn't mean it can't wow. Good home cooking is as good as any cooking on earth.
So he says his mummy was most influential on him, and that's why I became a food critic, and he's so into his food. And I'm trying to imagine sitting around at dinner with Camilla and Prince Charles. And
she wouldn't have to dress up for Halloween. Tell you right now.
She would say, dinner's now served in my chuff bag. Sorry about that. Anyway, that show went on I was flicking off. So that's one
show.
But
who wins? Like, how do you win?
Oh, no, it goes for bloody episodes. There's heaps of it. Okay. I don't think it rated as well as Channel 9 would have liked either last night.
Could
be trouble at Mill.
Saying it bombed?
No, I'm not saying. I am not saying it bombed.
Dead as a dodo?
I am not saying that at all. I'm saying give it another go tonight and see what the family's cooking.
Do it. What are they cooking? Their last meal.
I'm not saying that at all. The other show that was on was called The Wall. Are you up with this one?
What the hell's The Wall?
The Wall. Well, you want to find out what The Wall is?
Yes, I do.
Dave, let's play.
This is The Wall. It's four stories high. The rules are simple. Answer correctly and the balls turn green. Drop it down the wall and that money is added to your total. But make a mistake, the balls turn red and that money is subtracted from your total. With cash values ranging from $1 to $1 million, huge amounts of money can be won and lost in seconds.
I'd like to kick the producer of that show in the balls. His balls turned red.
It was a bit confusing.
Is it a wailing wall?
I was trying to concentrate. All I know is it's a big wall, so big that you know how they have all these shows all around the world. They have different versions on. They've got a version of Hot Seat and all that. This show, The Wall, so big, they only build it in one place, and that's in Poland. So
you got to go to The Wall.
You got to go to The Wall. So the host, Axel Whitehead, do you remember Axel?
Axel Whitehead, didn't he get his dick out?
Yes, that's him.
Didn't he go to a music awards and
got his wang out at the ARIA Awards.
Oh, I hope he's
in 2006. I'm sure he's thrilled. I don't think so. I'm sure he's thrilled we're still talking about 2017. Happened to him in 2016.
Hey, if you get your wang out on telly,
oh, bad luck.
Chances are that's going to turn up on your resume.
What's the first thing on Wikipedia? That's what happens. Just a warning, Mick.
Well, what network is this on?
This is on Channel 7. No, your network. It's a very good
I love The Wall.
I knew you'd quickly turn.
Do you know what? These guys, they got to stick with some of their, because they've produced some of the great.
Which guys?
The 7 Network. 7?
Oh, yeah, I know.
The Celebrity Splash to me. Never got time to mature.
I think.
Never got time. They never got over Ding Dong's belly flop. if we could all just move past Ding Dong's belly flop.
I'm still recovering from that.
Splash.
I'm still recovering from
that
image.
So much potential. I'd like to revive that.
Anyway, back to the wall.
I'd like to go off the 9-metre board.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who would like to push you off the 9-metre board, quite
man
frankly.
Man-O-Man. Remember Man-O-Man?
Of course I remember Man-O-Man.
Did you used to watch Man-O-Man?
Yeah, I dreamt of being one of the Man-O-Man girls.
The Man-O-Man girls. They used to push guys in the pool.
That's right.
The way they could make that more interesting was if the pool had no water in it. I reckon.
Crunch.
Oh, bang. Yeah. What happens with the wall?
With the wall, you got to... there's lots of balls and numbers. And
do you get to climb the wall?
No, there's green lights and red lights.
Can you seek asylum on the other side of the wall?
You have to answer questions that some people in my house who were very young were going, that's easy, that question, like really easy questions. And then they say, the money adds up, and they go, you stand to win $2.5 million. And I went, hello. That is a lot of money. Yeah. I'm going to stick around and watch this. And then next minute, bam, oh, you've lost a lot. There you go.
What do you say?
Oh, the balls drop and red draw. Yeah, it's you got to watch it. Anyway, good show. That did very well.
Go,
anyway, that's the wall. So
I like
show.
It. Yeah.
So,
well, I'm going to watch it tonight because that's sounds cracking. I think you've gone too early on that.
No, I didn't even go too early. Well, I just said I wasn't. I got a bit confused, but it rated extremely well last night.
It's the number one rating show on Australian TV.
Besides, have you been paying attention?
Oh, of course. There's the wall.
Of course.
The wall of anger.
That was my wall.
For Upside Realty, upside.com.au.
Ever get the feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my podcast One series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Andrew Hansen, who's our special guest to open up the hour. How are you, Andrew?
I'm awful. I'm terrible.
Really?
What's happened? I've been house hunting. It's a horrible business.
It's cuppy, but there's so many houses for sale at the moment in Melbourne. This is peak. This is spring carnival madness.
Well, just for anyone who's unfamiliar, we should point out Andrew, of course, has been living in Sydney as part of the Chaser, who've been doing such great work up there for so long.
Fantastic work. Great service to the community.
We have you. We're missing you from our screens in that capacity.
Well, we are missing you from our screens. Not our radio dials, though, because you're up there on our alma mater up there in Sydney on Triple M. You do the show before us.
They've taken us back. You know?
Wonderful.
That was our first big media gig on the Triple M, you know. We did these funny little late night shows there and they let us do kind of whatever we wanted.
What was the show? Tell us what it was.
It was this thing called, I think it was called the Friday Chaser or something. You know, it was on like a...
Creative name. Well done.
Yeah, I know.
No, it wasn't on Friday.
This was cutting edge stuff. You know? No, it was on a Friday. It was that boring. It actually was on a Friday and it was the Chaser.
And the last time I caught up with you would have been on the set, an interview I conducted with you and Chris Taylor.
It was on the set of The Nation.
On the set of The Nation.
This was your show, Mick, on Channel 9.
Which ran 8 weeks, which I
That's
knew.
A long run well, these days.
8 weeks in that time slot and then soldiered on in another.
Okay.
A very good show I was very proud of, but I knew, I've told the story before, but I knew the writing was on the wall when the day before our very first episode, James Packer sold all his shares in the network. Now, I don't follow the finance world, but
I think there's a link.
That seems to me to be a bailout position.
You think he read the Mick Molloy press release? And
I
just
think
went,
he'd seen the rundown.
Sell.
I think you maybe saw our interview coming up.
Saw the guest.
So you, but how are you going to do that if you're in Sydney?
Yeah, you're moving
radio
to Melbourne,
Sydney,
are you?
You're using to Melbourne.
I know. It's the magic of technology. The boss has said, look, if you move to Melbourne, you can just do the show from Melbourne and we won't tell anyone.
Well, tell us your first port of call when you're thinking about looking for somewhere to what would you advise if somebody's doing it from interstate and they're coming to Melbourne to look?
Well, look, if you're coming from, you've got to learn some Melbourne things. You've got to learn, you know, to do Melbourne things like dress well. You know, in Sydney, nobody,
really?
You can walk outside wearing whatever you like. You've got to pretend you like football and you've got to pretend that you've got to hate Sydney. That's the main thing.
Oh, yes, you have to hate Sydney.
That one comes back across the net too, though. I think that's a two-way
Well,
story.
I don't know. You know, I think it might be one way, Mick, because I've never, Sydney people love Melbourne, you know. They always say, you'd say to someone in Sydney, I'm moving to Melbourne, and they say, oh my God, I'm so jealous. I would move to Melbourne in a second if it wasn't my bloody family and my bloody wife and kids keeping me here. They do. They actually love it. It's sad. It's like an unrequited love relationship.
That's not true.
It's really
God, we love going to Sydney.
No,
we love going anywhere,
really?
Don't we?
I love going to Sydney. I have a very good time when I'm in Sydney. In fact, every time I go to the airport to leave, it's like the evacuation of Saigon. I go, just get me.
Quickly.
I don't care. Get me on a plane. Just get me on the next one. I'll be hanging onto the underrail of a helicopter as it takes off. Get me out of here. I've had too good a time.
Oh.
So that's how it works. So you have a partner, of course. course, who's from Melbourne.
No, well, that's right. She's from the country. She's from, you know, like way out in the Macedon Ranges. Oh, you know, I found this
It's not quite the country, really, is it, Macedon
it's
Ranges?
It's a wine-growing region, Jack.
Yes, suburb, it's really lovely.
Well, Macedon's not a suburb.
No. Oh, it's getting there.
That's on the fringe.
It's satellite city.
It's got a mountain, Jane. Like, it's not
I'm
that
a city girl. I don't know what I'm talking about.
There's no mountain in Footscray.
No, that's true.
Isn't that where the girls got stolen?
Hanging Rock.
I mean, come on, that's country.
Yeah, that is.
All right. A girl went missing in the middle of the day. Yeah. That's not out there enough
My
for you, Jane?
No, I didn't see Miranda wandering through the North Melbourne markets. You know.
No, that's true.
Have
you found anything so far?
Oh, Lord, no. No, of course not, because... Look, I'm not Hughesy. I don't watch the block and then go, right, I'll have that house.
You went the underbidder on that house, were you?
Can you believe that? Isn't that crazy?
Can you believe it? Does he run his whole life this way, buying things off reality show? I mean, does he, instead of ordering a Pizza Hut, he rings up MasterChef and says, can you send around a contestant to whip me up a Super Supreme? I mean, what does he do, you know? Or if he probably doesn't listen to the radio, probably rings up the voice, can I buy Delta Goodrum? I need some music in the living room.
Well, he might buy this radio station. So
well,
look out.
Who knows? He'll be stable mates here shortly.
He will be.
I'm excited. I've got to ask him about his new house. But no, I'd buy a house like a normal person.
Like a normal person would.
Go to house inspection.
You've been to house inspection? Yes. Oh, can we use it? You've made a sting.
Yes. I've made a little sting about it.
Take a listen.
It goes like this.
House inspection weirdness.
See? House inspection weirdness. Because people do odd things.
Like what? Could you give me some?
Well, I've made it. I had to start making a list because people were doing some weird things.
Oh, awesome.
Like, for instance, okay. There's these two middle-aged ladies, for instance, at the open house. First thing they do is they make a beeline to the bathroom and pull out a measuring tape and start measuring the bathtub.
Really?
This is the first thing. While the rest of us are sort of looking at the bedrooms, thinking, oh, is there rising damp? Or are you trying to get a sense of the place? Yeah. But no, we have to measure the bathtub. Yeah. And it made me wonder, what are they
Does
doing?
Does it put body in there?
I know, that's why it's a bit Breaking
it
Bad.
It is a bit Breaking Bad. An acid bath.
It's going to be a meth lab.
Well, exactly. Or maybe one of them's married, I thought, to a man with an extraordinarily large... fun truncheon, and they're worried that it won't fit in the bath. You know, maybe
just won't do.
No. At first, I thought it might be for the hot tub. They might be looking, and maybe how do you know for those two ladies might have been a couple if it was in that area?
Oh, what, and they're measuring
it's
it
a
for
bit
themselves.
Like that area.
You think really? But they were kind of about 60.
You're
so
right.
Maybe
that's where that's heading.
You're
well,
right,
anyway,
that right was to a question. It.
That was a piece of
house inspection weirdness.
We
go to a break. Have you got a couple more for us?
I'm afraid I do.
Give us one, and then we'll go to the break, and we'll come back and do this. Have you got one?
People test things. You know,
How
we all open cupboards. I don't know what we're thinking we're going to find in there, or if you're not going to buy the house because you don't like the cupboard.
That's the equivalent of a guy who kicks a tire.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I know nothing. I don't know about stumping a house, so I'll open the cupboard. This poor woman. There was a poor woman. She was well-to-do and in her mid-50s. She's in the kitchen and she's going, "Oh, well, I'm going to open this cupboard here. Oh, this is an interesting cupboard. Oh, what's in here? Is this the dishwasher?" And then there's a towel rail on the thing, right, for tea towels.
Yes.
She grasps this thing and with a loud snap, yanks it completely off. Is this the dishwasher? and she was mortified.
Well, there you go. One in many. That's another.
House inspection weirdness.
It is. Can you hang around, please, Andrew? I want to keep going down this list.
Awesome.
And talk about, you've got another quiz for us. Is that true?
I can give you a quiz.
I would like to hear
a cheeky quiz.
I'm all up for that. We're talking with Andrew Hanson from The Chaser, who are back on radio and did a very good job the other night at the ACRAs, which is the Radio Logies.
The Radio Logies.
Yes, we heard glowing reviews.
Have you now? Yes. Gosh, they were drunk.
We're talking about awards nights. So we're saying that they, you know, the radio show awards, people love that. They're a very generous audience and it's great. But we're talking about the Logies that came up and the fact that it was moving to the Gold Coast.
It's going to be a good fit.
It will be one, and it's very Queensland, the Logies.
They'll up for this. Schoolies Week and Showbiz Awards Nights.
How could that go wrong?
That is everything you need to know about the Gold Coast. I'm going to suggest that you say drunk at the ACRAs. That would be up there with the Walkleys. as the most alcohol-sodden.
Oh, yes. Horrendous radio people, you know. The irresponsibility of you people. It's just woeful.
Well, include yourself in that lot.
And me now, apparently. Yeah.
But Andrew's back in Melbourne looking for a house. You're back with your wife, your partner.
No, it's my wife. She and I are writing a book together and moving to Melbourne.
Crikey. Oh, really? Yeah. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah.
This has got that one. What's Misery? It's the movie. It's the movie.
Stephen King.
Someone's going to get their ankles bashed in with a mallet before this book's out, let me tell you.
That might be challenging, working with your partner on a book, I imagine. Wow.
I love doing it. It's a book
Correct
for like
answer,
8-year-olds.
By the way.
It's a book for 8-year-olds. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's called Babshaki and the Animal Mummies. It's about Egyptian magic and mummies.
Oh, yes. Kids love all
no,
that.
No, it's fun to write a book with you with your partner. You haven't written a book with your partner.
No, that's never going to happen again. No.
Really?
No.
Why can't that happen?
Trust me.
It's wonderful.
For the best.
Stop
for the best. Hey, have you got some more? You've been looking for houses.
Oh, yeah.
And you've found that there's some very unusual behaviour that goes on.
There is. In fact, I'd refer to it as...
House inspection weirdness.
House Come inspection on. Weirdness.
What else have you discovered?
Awful places that I've been looking at. One of them had rat sack over the living room floor. You know that bright green rat poison?
Just scattered
over the living room floor.
Oh. Randomly.
What, when you went to the bathroom, there were urinal cakes lying around.
No,
worse, there was a clawfoot bathtub in the bathroom and it had literally sunk through the floor so that the feet of this bathtub were on the soil. And I've wondered if the bath was holding up the entire house. It looked like it was.
That looks like a big re-stumping job to me.
Was that seriously re-stumping?
Hey, did you watch The Block? Did you watch any of those reno shows, you knowing that you're moving and you're looking for houses? Do you watch any of those?
No, I find them dismaying after, you know, because the prices are too high. You know, I think it's offensive that they put on these shows when they're like half of Australia can't even afford a house. It's appalling. Yes. You know, I mean, this is aristocrat central. The people who made those shows are lucky they're not being strung up and guillotined.
Are you handy around the house yourself? Like, do you need to move into something that's fully renovated?
Because may I suggest you don't look like a real handyman person.
Oh, Jane, how could you say that?
Well, you look like a very young fellow. Like a very intelligent, intellectual, creative type.
I can't do anything. I can't even open a door. I can't even draw a curtain. I don't even know how those...
Who wants to draw a curtain?
No, Venetian blinds, how do they work?
No, you have
bloody
electric
cords.
Buttons for that.
That's what I need is a button like a hotel room. I'm thinking of moving into a hotel room.
Hey, you know what? I think that is the go,
something
I reckon.
There, do you think?
Moving permanently into a... That, all the celebrities used to do that in the old days.
Oh, absolutely.
In Hollywood, they all went and lived in...
Not ruling it out.
But with my budget, it'd be the Gingerbread Motel in Kyneton. Yeah, move in there, I think.
That would be fun. Now, listen, we're going to move on because I was led to believe you had some kind of quiz for us.
Would you like to play a quiz?
I would like to play a quiz. I would. I really would.
I've been reading a new book, and it's all about the love life of ducks. It's the mating habit. It's written by
a thing, is it?
It is. It's written by Professor Richard Prum. That's his name.
Of course.
Professor Prum. It sounds like a Cluedo character from the Asian edition of Cluedo.
That's right.
But no.
And why? How did you come across this book? You just picked it out.
I'm a keen reader. I'm an eclectic reader, Nick. I just saw it on the show. I can't resist this book about the mating habits of ducks. So I'm going to play a game called Duck or Not a Duck.
Okay.
Sure.
And you can guess. I'm going to give you an amazing fact about the love lives of ducks, and you can tell me whether it's a duck or not a duck.
All right.
Here's one. Here's one for you. The male's equipment is so long, it's longer than its entire body. Is that a duck or not a duck?
Gosh, I've seen a lot of ducks.
There's only a couple of us who could make this. I would say.
Oh, God.
Just because it's so unfeasible, I'm going to say duck.
You are correct, yeah. Mick Malloy. It is an Argentinian lake duck. It's 10 centimetres longer than its body. You can see this duck coming a mile, literally.
It dangles under the water, does it?
It's like the Statue of Liberty, this duck.
And is the female duck turned on by...
Size matters for the duck? This is spoilers, right?
Okay.
We're going to get to this in the next question.
With the duck... When it comes to a duck wang.
Yes.
Hang on, I'm really into this.
Suspenseful stuff. Okay. Now, some species have two... wings. Wangs. Some species have two wangs. And like we do with our hands, they even have a preference. So they can actually be right penised or left penised. Is that a duck or not a duck?
Well, seeing as you are so captivated by this book and these facts, I'm saying it is a duck and you've got new respect for them.
Is it?
Mick?
I think you're disappointed in her then. Would it depend on what kind of female duck you're looking at? She's got lefty written all over it. She's a righty.
It's not a duck.
It's
an earwig.
Well, why would you make
earwig?
That up?
Oh, it's an earwig. It's not made
so
up.
It does happen.
It's an earwig. They have two. Okay.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Dirty rotten earwigs. That'd come in handy. A spare.
An ear and a spare.
I've blown one out. Don't worry.
Makes you wonder why they're called the earwig. I mean, it's not the ears that are interesting about that
exactly.
creature.
Have you got
it's
one the, more for us?
Okay. The lady doesn't much enjoy lovemaking. So she's involved. She's evolved a reproductive passage that has dead ends, side pockets, and cul-de-sacs in it to trick the man's love truncheon into taking a wrong turn.
This sounds like female behaviour to me. They would have gone out and bought a very expensive jacket. Something like a sounds like a Gucci.
Is that you coming up with a fancy name?
You think it's a duck, though?
I think it is a duck. It's got duck written all over it.
Oh, yes, it's a duck.
Yes, that is a duck.
It is a duck.
It's gotten so bad for them, they've got a twisty, turny bits inside.
A hidden bit.
Isn't that amazing? What a wonderful book.
Women are mysterious.
Where can people get this book before you...
At all bad bookshops.
Online, I'm guessing.
Mate, thank you for coming in. We could talk to you for an hour.
Exactly.
Good luck with the Chaser Boys
up there in
Sydney, and I hope we nationally get to hear it.
Absolutely.
I hope so. Otherwise, it's still the podcast. Good luck. Good luck on this podcast.
Thank you very much. Great to see you, Andrew.
Lovely.
I think a lot of people might have an opinion about this because I'm very, very firm about how I like the perfect hamburger.
You're a hamburger Nazi.
Ooh. I am of sorts.
You have rules.
I have very strong rules. But the internet's up in arms. You would have seen this in the news the last day or so.
I kind of agree with this furore.
Well, you know, you use the Google emoji, which is very well known. The CEO promises to drop everything to fix it because people don't like the way that the hamburger's been built.
Well, they're in a war with the Apple emoji, isn't it?
Yes. Which is Apple and Google have both got different emojis.
I'll put it to you, the Google one's ridiculous.
Okay, so I'll explain what the Google one is. Starting at the top.
Yeah.
So you have the bun.
You got a bun.
Lettuce, tomato, meat patty, cheese on the bottom, then the bun.
What idiot.
What is that?
Cheese underneath
a Well, that's just useless.
Patty.
That's
that would
useless,
get you kicked
it?
Off a cooking show.
It would, totally.
It?
Of course, Apple have got it with the bun, tomato, cheese, patty, then lettuce, and then a bun.
Well, I think the lettuce down there is
that's
good.
That's not how I do it.
Why would you put lettuce on top? You'd be an idiot.
Because it stays crispier.
Is that how you do
because
it?
Because the meat...
is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Lettuce on top.
If the meat is on the lettuce, Mick, it makes the lettuce soggy.
Can I point out, I see no call for lettuce at all, but...
Oh, that's controversial.
Go ahead.
No, you've got to have lettuce. I think it's good on the bottom.
Lettuce can be replaced by two pickles. Very easily.
Onion?
Bang. Oh, I love onion.
Yeah. Relish.
Cooked onion or uncooked?
Ooh. Whoa, uncooked.
Got to be uncooked.
Cooked onion is ridiculous.
Mayonnaise?
No.
Okay.
I find them too soggy. They get too soggy.
What about a brioche bun?
Brioche, yes.
Brioche. Yeah. It's the only way. The best burger. What's a burger I love from America?
In-N-Out?
No, Shake Shack. To me. I don't know what they're doing with that. They're putting crack cocaine in that. But it's just a bun. It's simple. It's just
you
so...
You know what it is. It's sugar. It's sugar in the bun. Mm.
Shut up.
Why can't you
be happy for a burger? It's not your design.
Do you know what? I'm guessing that you would eat any damn burger that came your way.
Well, that's insulting.
What?
It's true. And insulting nonetheless.
Nothing but, you know what the best hamburger is of all?
Right.
The room service cheeseburger at a hotel.
I agree.
At about 2 in the morning.
Late night.
Sure. Oh. That's how I pick hotels. So I will go in.
That's true.
I pick hotels. I go, I've been to this town. What did I like? That one.
Yeah.
The old Siebel used to.
Yes,
and
that's back
in the old days.
Yep.
Used to have. And because, boy, did they knock out a lot of late night burgers.
Yeah.
But they had, if you were going anywhere near that town, you'd have to stay at the Siebel because their late night cheeseburger was the best cheeseburger.
There's some good ones. You know what?
Town. It's a measurement, a unit of measurement. Do you know what? I was once seen
hang on.
At that hotel.
Yeah.
And look, this doesn't paint me in great light, but let's just say helping myself to a couple of the trays.
After people have finished it.
Well,
have a little nibble.
Jane, I was tired. Couldn't get it.
So you're looking for the perfect hamburger, perhaps?
Well,
how do you construct the perfect hamburger?
Why is there an emoji for a hamburger, by the way?
Because sometimes...
Who's sending someone an emoji for a hamburger?
Because it might mean something else. Mm. Now I've got you.
I want two beef patties on the please. What are we saying? We're taking calls.
Yeah, 133353. Cheese on the bottom, cheese on the top, lettuce, no lettuce.
Do you have beetroot?
Yes. Tell us.
Do you think emojis are stupid?
133353.
People are talking about hamburgers. I was talking about hamburger emojis.
You're talking about emojis, and you've morphed this off into some kind of beef about
hamburgers. I haven't morphed it off. What I'm saying is that there's the big beef was where the cheese went on the
on top of
emoji.
The patty.
On top of the patty, I agree. Some people are saying underneath, and we can't agree on that.
Extra cheese? Can you have extra cheese? I like extra cheese.
Of course you would want extra cheese.
Bacon.
God. You want bacon too?
On top of the cheese?
No, that's not happening.
I don't think bacon's an essential
item. I love hearing what our listeners, how they're made.
What about egg?
Are you into
egg? Why not?
Nope.
Oh, what's wrong with
you? No, that's not happening. Tyler, how do you make your burger? What's your special ingredient?
Well, I like to make my own sauce first. And then what you do is you put it on both bits of the bun.
What's in your sauce though, Tyler? Is it like a special like McDonald's kind of sauce?
Yeah, it's similar to a Mac sauce. You got gherkin relish, tomato sauce, mayonnaise, salt and pepper, white vinegar.
Oh, jeez, you've got
you should go MasterChef.
You haven't missed anything, have you?
No, you put that on both ends of the bun, and then you put your beef patty, your onion, then cheese. So the cheese melts over the onion. And then you have lettuce, tomato, and then you put your pickles on top of that, and away you go.
Tyler, are you married?
No, just got a long-term girlfriend.
Does she love you cooking?
Is she fat as a house now? Well, she will be now. She's eating that many beautiful hamburgers.
Shut up.
Are you a feeder?
Stop it.
Do you keep,
he's
keep,
not. He cooks, unlike you.
Cut your partner out of the
Stop
house
it.
After
you might...
dinner, after you've plied her full of your special
Stop
sauce.
Stop it.
And talk about the burger.
My apologies, Tyler.
Well done, Tyler.
Sounds awesome. Thanks very much, mate.
Sounds good. Well done, Tyler.
Chris from Bayswater. You're saying something very controversial. I don't like it. You're saying cheese has to be where?
Bottom of the patty. Got to be on top of the toasted bun half.
Okay, so the cheese... Hang on here.
Bottom of the patty.
Bottom of the patty. So under the meat.
Under the meat. So you start off with the toasted bun.
Yep.
Cheese on top, bit of herbs. Then the patty on top of that.
Oh, okay.
Then the onion, onion, lettuce, tomato, ranch. Ranch sauce on a hamburger. It's
Stop
awesome.
It.
You've got to try it.
Chris, you've gone berserk.
You've got to try it. I had it last night. I had it last night for dinner.
Settle down, mate.
You've got to try it.
You've been hungry as we
Chris, do you cook your burger on a barbecue or in a fry pan?
In the oven, actually.
Another controversial move. What's going on?
Can you put a rissole in a burger?
Oh, you could if you want to, I suppose.
A burger should not have any onion in it. It should just be meat.
No. You've got to have the onion
hey,
on it.
Hey, steady on, Chris. I'm going to get angry again.
Good luck
like
with
I was.
That.
Thank you, Chris. No. I'm not going to be eating Chris's burgers because the cheese has to be where it's supposed to be. Anthony from Frankston.
How you going, guys? Love the show.
Good
Thank
on you,
you.
Mate. Frankston, the home of many a good burger. Is Vic still there?
Yeah, I think he is.
Is Vic still there? Jeez,
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, I'm guessing mate, he had a few
We
Vic's
used to
true.
Roll out of the Pier Hotel. It's a pub corner. It had three pubs on it and then Vic's.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Vic's used to corner the market.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Oh, yeah, from 12 o'clock till about 3.
That's awesome.
He couldn't shovel those things out quick enough.
Anthony, it sounds like you're a bit of a Burger King around your joint.
Yeah, I'm the chef at home.
Are you?
Yeah, the kids' friends used to die to come over and have burgers at my place. So,
yeah.
My meat is veal and pork mince.
Wow.
Ooh.
Okay.
So a few Italian herbs in that.
Mm.
Oh, this is controversial.
I grill my burgers. I don't fry them or oven.
Why don't you pop some pesto on it while you're at it, Anthony? Jeez
yeah.
Don't use the P word around us.
Once the burger, you fry you grill the meat, you put the onions on the top, and then you put the cheese on it. So while the cheese is melting, the onions are warming up.
Can we get that? Yeah.
And then you've got to use cod's lettuce.
Get off.
Not your iceberg.
Oh, get off.
No, you can't have iceberg.
We're tracing this call. The cops will be there in about 10 minutes.
Anthony, this is sounding way too fancy. This is like a Vue de Monde burger.
Cod's
What's
lettuce
going
is
on?
Not bad. But hear him out. Now, what else? What's your other ingredient?
Double cheese, double bacon, the cod's lettuce, tomato, and then a piece of beetroot.
Bang. There it is. I'm a fan of the beetroot.
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on, Jane.
Ba-bow.
change.
No, it's too drippy. Too drippy.
When you make one of those and you can't really taste the beetroot, but it gives it a bit of an edge.
It's too drippy. You're talking to a man who's routinely eaten these between the hours of 3 and 5 a.m. Who cares? Yeah. Beetroot is the least of my problem. Get that shirt down to forensic.
Thank you,
who
Anthony.
Cares?
Sounds
beetroot
delicious.
Beetroot is Australian. It makes it Australian. A beetroot is a...
Wave the Australian flag, why don't you?
Well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll tie it around my neck.
Why don't you?
And wear it like a flag and I'll put a watermelon on my head. And eat my burger with beetroot in it. How about that?
Good on you.
Get involved in a riot.
It's ridiculous. Cam, finish us off. Cam, what is your specialty? Oh, hang on. I see the magic word brioche bun. Is that correct, Cam?
That's right, the brioche bun. It has to be a brioche bun.
Oh, my God, have you got an accent?
I do have an accent. I'm Canadian.
Oh, how do the Canadians do their burgers? Cam, teach us.
This is how we do it. So we have a brioche bun. We put our lettuce, tomato, and pickles on the bottom. We put our patty, caramelized onions, barbecue sauce, then the cheese. The cheese is always above the patty, by the way.
That's fair call. A couple of issues there. The barbecue sauce, I don't think, is his...
Yeah, it's a little controversial.
And the caramelised onion. I don't think you can cook the onion.
But I do like the way you say caramelised. Can you say that again?
Oh, okay. Well,
caramelised.
There you go. Oh, I like Cam.
You
like Cam
or
a burger, Cam?
Burger.
Cam and his brioche
bun. You know what you
want?
It feels like you want a Cam burger. What you're after.
Thank you very much.
Have we sorted out anything?
We have sorted out. All we've worked out is that the cheese has to go on top of
the
meat.
What about an emoji that's... I don't know.
Sorry, you're now creating emojis,
well,
are you?
I would like to create an emoji.
When have you ever used an emoji? This is ridiculous.
I use one that no one knows what it means. A bumblebee.
I know, you do. It drives me insane. What does it mean?
Because you have no idea what it means.
No, I don't.
So I go, bumblebee.
I know. It's driven me crazy. I know you're a big fan of The Weeknd. The Weeknd, not The Weeknd. Yeah, no, the singer, The Weeknd.
Who's the singer? The what?
You know, Abel Tesfaye.
What's his name? The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. You know, he's a cool guy. He sings,
as
he I feel it coming.
I'm The Weeknd.
Sorry?
He says that, hi, I'm The Weeknd.
Yes, he does.
Well, his Weeknd doesn't even spell it right.
No, he does. He spells it W-E-E-K-N-D.
Why is he famous?
Because he's a pop star.
Right.
He's got some good songs out. The Hills, I Feel It Coming. Songs like that. You'd know if you were cool like me.
Sure.
He's been going.
I wish you were more age appropriate with your song lists.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
Age appropriate?
Pretend to know a bit about that.
Don't you have a go at me about my love for music across the ages. Because I'll have you for breakfast. Selena Gomez.
What is for breakfast?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Selena Gomez and The Weeknd have been going out for 10 months.
Right.
And they've just broken up.
She's left him for the long weekend.
She's actually left. We think she's back with Justin Bieber.
She's going out with DJ RDO.
What?
RDO.
Oh, RDO. Sorry. Hey. I'm with you. I was a bit slow.
She introduced him to Tradies Day.
He was going to have a good song now. Okay, so she's broken up with him, but there's more to the whole Selena. I think she's had a lot on her mind. Her health hasn't been great because she has lupus.
Right. What's lupus?
Lupus is an autoimmune disease, and it plays havoc with your kidneys.
Lupus is a very good DJ.
Playing at Croxton Park.
Hang on.
Oh, mate, if I see anyone at the Croxy, it's got to be lupus. Lupus is awesome.
Anyway, so...
She's got lupus, yes.
She's got lupus.
So
and
what?
It stuffs your kidneys. And she needed a new one. So she just happened to have this friend...
Oh, God.
Who she's called upon...
Forked out a kidney.
Who's forked out... Fair dinkum, forked out a kidney.
And now
she's
a good
all
friend.
Better. Apparently, her family did not match her kidneys.
As favours go, there's, can you help me move in? Can you drive me to the airport?
Got a spare kidney.
Good for a kidney.
Yeah, so Francie
well, that's a massive
Eraser.
One because that can
big.
Take 5 years off your life. Apparently, the thing, if you're donating a kidney, you basically is equivalent.
Really?
If I'm wrong.
I didn't
basically
know that.
It's going to take 5 years off your life.
All right.
Wow. But they say, I know this because Jeff Stilson told me a very interesting story. Our friend Jeff Stilson,
yes.
American comedian,
yep.
Very funny guy, told me a story about a friend of his, right, whose wife gave him a kidney. Wife gave her husband a kidney because he needed a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what, as we said, a great thing, takes 5 years off your life.
It's a very
incredible
big thing to
donation
do.
And a gift, and that's
because you have to volunteer.
They talked their way through it.
Yep.
And anyway, they went ahead. Anyway, 3 years later, he kind of lost the vibe a bit
with her.
With her, and suggested they break up.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because often you kind of divvy up the furniture or the house or the whatever. But she's given him a kidney. And he's saying, yeah, this just isn't working. Quite rightly, she was a bit pissy.
She was.
Could you imagine?
Could she get it back? Can you get a refund?
No, you can't get your kidney
back. Once it's in, it's in.
It's in. It's done.
Wow.
Yeah, look, it's just, I don't know, the chemistry's just not there. Oh, really? Really?
You're going to mention this?
Did it come up before I gave him a kidney? I mean, geez, I know some guys have let their partners down. But
that's awesome.
I don't think I've heard anything like that.
Oh, well, she can share stories because, you know, if things go awry, I'm predicting things are going to worry with what Selena
weekend,
and her best friend.
Why didn't the weekend give her one of his
kidneys? Match. They want a good match.
I bet you the weekend was. But the weekend fudged the old hospital report.
Really? You've got it for the weekend.
I know how the weekend rolls.
There's
no way he was coughing up a kidney. No.
That's it for us.
He's a rap singer. He needs both ears.
Really?
Either way, I might start doing that. I might start collecting my group of friends based on their compatibility.
Actually, that is a good idea.
Just in case. You never
know.
A
donor list. I don't
know, but I think you'll find you're compatible, Dave.
No, I'm not.
Mickey, make sure you're stocked up on all your Halloween treats. Or put a note on the door saying, we don't celebrate Halloween here, and you won't get bothered.
Go away, kids.
Yep, that's the spirit. Good on you,
got
grumpy.
Got a dead body in the basement, and it's real.
Happy Halloween, Dave.
Indeed.
Nick?
By the way, guys, if you have not downloaded the podcast already,
podcast.
You can do that
yes.
through iTunes.
You can.
Yeah, do that. That'll be fun.
If you catch up on the shows that you missed from last week as well. Yeah,
yeah,
it's huge.
We're going off.
Yeah.
On
let's make this thing
is this
pop.
Is this on an iPod?
Yeah, that's well, you can get it on
it's
your
on
phone.
It's on an iPod?
Is it on an iPod?
What
is
century
what
are you in? What?
You can put it on your phone.
You can have it on your phone. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, yeah. I'll have to teach you that when we get off air.
Yeah. How do you listen to it?
Oh, God, how many children have I got?
For Upside Realty, upside.com.au.